You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Red Monday. Team on the road in Mexico City today.
Yes.
I see you with your sombrero on.
Yeah. Yes. Monday Night Football, international game for Kansas City Chiefs. Going to Mexico City, going to handle some business, eat some tacos on the way, all of that. Playing the Chargers tonight. The Chargers are a desperate team because they're on the brink of basically playoff elimination. So, you know, it's going to be a tough one tonight, Shay. I'm expecting the Chiefs to win, of course, though.
We're going to try this thing again. Last time we played in Mexico City, there was some issues with the turf and the field. Hopefully things will be better this time.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures of the turf. It looks fine. That's going to be no issue.
Other parts of the NFL, particularly in Atlanta on Saturday, Colin Kaepernick, a lot of things kind of went sideways. There was a plan for him to work out at the Falcons facility, which is in Flowery Branch, which is like maybe about 45 minutes outside of Atlanta. And at the last minute, it was changed to another location. He went and practiced at a high school. We're getting different accounts of what caused this situation, Brian. Colin's lawyers are saying that they were trying to get him to sign a waiver so that he would be precluded from filing another lawsuit against them. And so they tried to do the old banana in the tailpipe. And he was like, nah, fam, I see what you're trying to do.
That's exactly what happened, Shay. Despite what reports you may hear, that's the truth. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, they really tried to get him caught up. They really did, and you got various news outlets saying that he squashed his opportunity or this and that and the third. Listen, he has to protect himself. You know what I'm saying? And from the video that I saw, Shay, the man looks good. And he can play today.
He's taller than I thought.
Oh, he's very tall. He's like 6'4", 6'5".
That's I had a knee-jerk reaction of, how tall you said yours again? It just came out, like, involuntarily.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
You need some help. We talking about something serious, and then you gonna go into that?
This is very serious. I don't know what you're speaking on.
Oh, Lord.
Very serious.
The Chiefs were at the... Atlanta High School, too, yes. To see him. So the Chiefs were one of few teams represented to see Colin Kaepernick work out. Now, whether he gets signed or not, I have no clue.
We'll see.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. It'll be sunny. Right now, you're cloudy at 31 at least. Summit Shade, what's popping?
I was flipping back and forth between Godfather of Harlem on Epix and the Soul Train Awards on BET. Due in part because one of my girls, one of my radio sisters, one of my Sarahs, was the narrator of the awards, Keisha Monk. So shout out to her. She's the niece of jazz legend Thelonious Monk. Anywho, one of your favorites were actually honored. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Oh, the gods.
Received the Legend Award along with Yolanda Adams.
Yes, very well deserved.
A couple of cool performances. Wale and Jeremiah performed their number one hit on Chill. They brought out Kelly Price to sing Set You Free. Queen Naja also took the stage to sing her new single, Good Morning Text.
Oh.
Tisha Campbell and Tashina Arnold were the hosts, so it was kind of like a Martin reunion.
Yeah. Black Cat?
Yeah, they were paying tribute to Janet.
And they didn't miss you much? Are you serious? Oh, that's long.
Aww.
Come on, Gina. Damn, Gina.
Don't act like Janet Jackson is out here warbling gospel style. She got the little light tremor too. Don't act. Mm-hmm. I know you love Janet, but she do not have the strongest of gospel presentations.
Mm-hmm. No lies.
So they did the Soul Cypher again this year, and Carl Thomas and Keisha Cole. I missed this part, so I'll be listening to this for the first time.
Even though I'm working a lot, and every day's a new day with you, girl, I owe you all that I got. So everything I have is yours. You're my inspiration.
Oh,
my
Carl. Oh,
he sound good.
Believe me, you were incapable of loving somebody like me. Yeah. And last night, a voice said, I said, play the cards right. I deep down, I said, I ain't through now.
Okay.
Okay. Did it get better with Erykah Badu?
I hope so.
I'm so happy.
A lot going on or something.
It is.
I don't know.
It is.
I didn't like that, and I love Erykah.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm gonna have a baby probably within the next year or two. I'm gonna have her be my doula.
Excuse me?
That's what Erykah Badu does. She's a doula.
You haven't. You just can't skip over that comment, fam.
Within the next year or two.
We're gonna have to talk about that.
Why? You ain't got nothing to do with my womb, young man. Nothing.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm very upset this morning. So I've been at my job for 6 months, right? And every job has this work snitch, and every job has this work boss that want to be the same. Now, I just hate the fact, you know, when we get the new people and everything, how they don't pick up the pace, how they don't want to do what needs to be done at the job, but want to be sleep and get mad when you told what to do. So, yes, I'm very mad. If you knew, you know, do your job and do what the hell needs to be done and go home.
She sounds like she's been bossing people around since the schoolyard days.
I'm just a Virgo. You know, we got that in us.
Telling everybody how to do their hopscotch. How to do their
yes,
jacks.
Yes, ma'am. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Alrighty.
I'm bouncing. I'm the first girl to scream on the track. I switched up the beat of the drum. That's right. I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's right. I'm the one that's tattooed on his arm.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's almost unbelievable. Just 37 days until Christmas. I've been buying little things throughout the month. But this Christmas, I believe I should just give love as gifts.
It might work for some, but not everybody.
This is true, Brian. We've got Marquita Miller Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions to talk to us about holiday spending and holiday budgeting.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
So talk to us a little bit about how folks kind of get into the cycle of spending too much during the holidays, and then when the new year approaches, they're broke.
Absolutely. One thing you want to look at is patterns, because everybody's life has a pattern. Your money has a pattern. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself that you spend constantly during Christmas season, and then you're waiting on a tax refund check at tax season to catch up, that's a pattern. And the only way you can disrupt a pattern is to do something to shift it. And so it can be small shifts. And so I'm hoping that today's show will help to inform individuals and really bring a consciousness to break the pattern. You know, Shay said something that's real from the standpoint is she's going to give love. You really, love is not money. Love can be time. And so you really have to assess, number one, you have to assess where you financially are at and be truthful with yourself. And if you're not, if you're already behind and you're playing catch up, then you spending more money is not going to help your situation. you've got to figure out how to keep the main thing the main thing. And so although you may have small children and you're like, yeah, they won't understand, small children don't really even understand the facts of the whole gift thing. And it is about the time. It is about the smaller things. You don't have to go all overboard from that standpoint.
But Marquita, I promised my daughter I was going to get her these AirPods. I promised my wife I was going to get her some new shoes. I could take a payday loan out of something.
Here's the thing. Maybe your promises are made in emotion. And so therefore, promise them longevity. Promise them this is the year in 2020 that we're going to purchase a house. And you're going to have your own yard to run in it. Promise this is the year we're going to take a family vacation so we can experience memories and have this experience of this new island or this cruise. So make promises that will leave longevity versus temporary satisfaction.
So let's talk a little bit about creating a budget, if you will, during the holidays and how people can show a little love without going into the poorhouse.
So number one, I already said, you know, you need to be realistic with yourself and set your financial expectations and see, you know, okay, how much money do I have to set aside for Christmas? So once you set a budget, then at that point, you want to take your overall budget and you want to make a list of individuals that you know you need to, that you wish or desire, because it's not a need, it's a desire. Let's be clear about that, that you desire to express a gift to them.
Brian, put me down top of the list.
Then once you do that, you've got your dollar amount, and then you assign amounts from your budget to those individual people. And when the budget's gone, the budget's gone. And so if you overspend, then guess what? You just probably knock somebody off your list or you change the dollar amount. So you have to go into what I call proactively. You don't want to react and be on the back end of it where you're like, oh my gosh, I spent $4,000. No, you want to know in the beginning how much you're supposed to spend and who you're supposed to spend it on. And when you're done, you be done.
That's the hard part sometimes though, Marquita.
It can be, but it takes, you know what? It takes discipline, but the discipline can be thinking about what you don't want to have happen. We have 365 days in the year. And when you look back over the last 365 days, are you in the same place, a different place, or a better place?
This is a deep, deep, deep question, Brian. Yeah,
it's really a year-round thing you got to prepare for the holidays for.
Absolutely. So one thing I was reading, and this was so powerful, and that the wealthy teach their children to acquire, middle class teach their children to sell, and lower class teach their children to buy.
Wow.
Yeah, I've definitely been the buyer.
Exactly. And it's time to change that mindset. Marquita Miller Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions, thank you so much for sharing this information. How can people connect with you if they want to get more?
Absolutely. You can connect with me via social media on Facebook, or you can contact our office, 816-444-0004, 816-444-0004.
Thank you so much, Marquita.
Thank you. Track that spend and do not overspend, and use your gift to make money. This is the season. People are buying. Sell something. Sell your business, your talent. Make money.
Yes.
Let's go.
1, 2, 3.
It's time for Mayor Q's 2-Minute Drill. All things Chiefs football with KC's mayor, Quentin Lucas, with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Powered by Esports Bar KC, located at 7470 Neiman Road.
Brian, I don't know how strong Mayor Lucas is with his Espanol, but today's game will be played in Mexico City, Chiefs Chargers.
Good morning, Mayor Q.
Buenos dias. Buenos dias.
He's quite fluent.
Mira los Chiefs. Mira los Chiefs. How y'all doing?
We are wonderful. Very good. And it's going to be a tough one, an intriguing one tonight, Mayor Lucas.
You know, this is really important, everybody, because, you know, not to hit alarm bells, but, you know, this is an important game just for the division. You know, a few weeks back, we were talking about Super Bowls and all of that. That's still possible, for sure. But if you don't get this one, then actually the division race is different, with the Raiders being right behind us, all of that. But, you know, today is going to be a few things. My first question is how do the Chiefs adjust to the altitude there? So you'd be playing at probably about 7,000 feet. That's a little bit higher than Denver, about 1,000 feet higher. And so that should be interesting. Will people be getting tired? That sort of thing, particularly because the offensive attack is so important. You also got two offensive linemen coming back. The idea is now you're able to protect the quarterback. You know, a lot going on there.
Yeah, you talk about the altitude, and like you said, Mexico City's higher than Denver, but is the defense going to bring their altitude to the game? Because they've been kind of low lately.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, if we're looking at weak spots, that's one. You know, I was reading up on the Chargers, and I still call them San Diego because they just need to move back. But, you know, I'm like, y'all ain't L.A. But anyway, you know, L.A.'s been better at actually doing a few things that we can't do. Stopping the run, actually having lower productivity from the other side of the ball. Whereas, frankly, yeah, the Chiefs, you know, we've got some work to do. That linebacker core, we need to make some tackles. And it's really a fourth quarter question. That's why the altitude, that's why being tired actually makes some difference. If you watched the game last week, you know, we're doing all right against Tennessee the first three quarters. Fourth quarter is where they come from behind, 9 points down, I believe, at the beginning of the fourth, and then end up kind of exposing us. Ryan Tannehill looking like Joe Montana. I mean, that's the sort of thing we need to be ready for this week. You know, I'm not sure what team we bring, because week to week, these last few weeks, Minnesota defense looked decent, right? Tennessee, they didn't. It's been this off and on type thing. Frankly, you know, Baltimore, we looked okay compared to how great Baltimore and Lamar Jackson are now. So it just depends on what type of game we're bringing.
Yeah. Mayor Q, what's your score prediction?
It's not going to be as high as we have had lately, although I still think we still score 20 points because that's just the way it is. You know, Phillip Rivers is kind of on his last leg, you know, after 16 years in the league. I'm going to continue to think that we win 20-16 Kansas City.
I think we're going to score big. 48-22 Chiefs.
Wow.
Yes.
Whoa.
I really feel like Pat is going to be on his A++ game. The defense will make some timely stops and look for Damian Williams to have a big game.
Wow. Brian B. sounded like a fan today.
All day, every day.
I was going to say 100-3 Chiefs.
You know me well. That's my mayor. That's your mayor. Quentin Lucas, thank you so much for joining us for the 2-Minute Drill.
All right. Adios, I want to appreciate it.
Powered by Esports Bar KC, your Chiefs destination with over 35 TVs, great food, and 2-for-1 Ciroc. Call 913-335-5116 for more info.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. It'll be cloudy and sunny later on. Right now, you are partly sunny in 34 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
9 months ago, folks, was active. We got a lot of Scorpio birthdays today.
Oh, that's
shining.
What you're talking about.
Yeah. Happy birthday to Nate Parker, actor, director, producer. He's 40. Actor Romany Malco is 51. Rapper Pastor Troy is 42.
What you know about that vice versa?
I would have went with Ain't No Playing GA, but...
Well, it ain't clean.
Rapper Mike Jones is 38 today.
Oh.
Damon Wayans Jr. He's 37. Singer Myla J, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I'm good.
She's 36.
I'm
Veteran actor Delroy Lindo is 67 today. Warren Moon, the first African American quarterback elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, is 63. Rapper Fabulous, he 42 today. I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Seven Benjamin, the son of Andre 3000 and Erykah Badu, is 22.
Oh.
And actor and comedian Mike Epps is 49.
37 38. Happy birthday, everybody born on November 18th.
You've seen that movie too many times.
Oh, you have no clue.
So Diddy took his Instagram to remember Kim Porter, the mother of some of his kids who died on November 15th of last year due to pneumonia.
Mm.
He wrote, quote, I miss you so much, so much. I thank God for the precious time he allowed us to have with you. I wish you were here with us right now. And this was all a dream. I will never give up on that wish. Never. Love you forever. Kimberly Antoinette Goodwin Porter.
This song was written for her.
That's right. This is true. Back then they were dating strong and they did pin this for her.
Abby Shore wrote it.
He was dating.
that's a messy situation because Puffy was involved with that album and stuff. So.
Well, look, you know, you move on sometimes. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Isn't that what Marion said? Look.
Oh, Lord. Don't.
You move on sometimes.
don't even go there with it.
Kanye West spoke at Joel Osteen's church in Houston yesterday. He went during the 11 o'clock service and then took the stage to do his Sunday service with his choir at 7 p.m. They were late, though.
The devil stole all the good producers. The devil stole all the good musicians, all the good artists, all the good designers, all the good business people, and said, you got to come over and work for me. And now the trend, the shift is going to change. Jesus has won the victory.
Did you hear this prayer?
No.
Lord Christ, Father God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for the anointed words and the mission that Joel has been set on. The amazing, the thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that Joel has brought to Christ and being that oftentimes that first step that invites us to let us know how good Jesus is and how good your love is. Thank you for bringing me up in the church. Thank you for the opportunity to have given me a platform that is so vast that no one could take it away once I've turned over everything to you. Thank you for the opportunity to stand on the stage without judgment next to one of the strongest voices in the Christian community.
It was a little rocky in the beginning, but you know he's a baby Christian. You don't get tongue-tied when they ask you to say the grace during Thanksgiving.
They know not to ask me.
Because you don't say nothing but God is great, God is good.
Let us thank you for our food. Amen. Bless the Chiefs. Yes, I do.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sending our love to the Lincoln Prep Blue Tigers. Friday, valiant effort. Lost to, what is it, Blue Valley?
It was, Platte County.
Platte County.
Man, such a great season. Y'all made history. Y'all did such a great job of representing our city. Thank you.
Still the pride of the town.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, Colin Kaepernick held a workout in front of representatives from several NFL teams. But it wasn't the workout that the NFL had unexpectedly offered him less than a week earlier. He decided to move the workout to a high school field about 45 minutes away from the Falcons practice facility in Flowery Branch. So what has now come out is that the NFL tried to get him to sign a waiver that included some verbiage that would have stopped him from further litigating against them for this collusion that he won an initial judgment on. So there's been differing opinions, particularly ESPN's Stephen A. Smith.
So let me get this straight. Colin Kaepernick has been working out all of this time. Him, people in his camp, his close ones, loved ones, everybody talking about he wants to play football. He wants to play football. He's ready to play. Just give him the chance. So what does the NFL do? Recognizing that teams need a shield because they need something to hide behind because they know that, guess what? If we bring this brother in for a workout and we don't like him or we don't want him, who knows what we're going to get accused of? We need cover. So the NFL provides that. This man wanted a chance. 25 teams show up in Georgia. And what does Colin Kaepernick do? 3 hours before the workout. Because of some issue with a liability waiver. Colin Kaepernick wants to change the venue. Colin Kaepernick wants his own receivers. Colin Kaepernick wants to video things himself. You see, He don't want to play. He wants to be a martyr.
It would have been checkmate for the NFL if Colin Kaepernick had signed that waiver. Period.
What are your thoughts on this situation as things have played out over the weekend?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Colin Kaepernick's decision to change the location of his workout on Saturday has a lot of folks giving their opinions about what could have been the cause. Many think that he ruined his opportunity to ever be back in the NFL. Others feel it was always bigger than just a job, Brian. Mm-hmm. And he was staying true to his ultimate mission.
Yes, he was. And it's important to recognize that he had to read these details. He's lawyered up. He's been lawyered up for, you know, the past 3 or 4 years or so. So when you're looking at these things and you're signing these contracts, it's important, especially with him, that you look at every single thing so that you don't mess yourself up in the future. And that's what he was going to do if he had signed that waiver.
It's a different waiver than the ones that they usually present to other folks that they're looking at on Tuesdays when mm-hmm. the NFL typically looks at prospects and bringing folks on to teams.
Absolutely.
From what we understand, that would have basically signed his rights away.
Yes.
To further legal ramifications if he decided that, you know, something was there.
Yeah. And that's what all of this is about, Shay, is that they want to protect themselves from another lawsuit.
So you think that this was just a sneak attack and not really an opportunity for him to showcase his prowess on the field?
Well, now after seeing bits and pieces of the contract and seeing how they didn't want to budge, all we wanted to do was see the man work out and see if he still had it, which we clearly saw he did. I didn't understand why they needed to add the extra stuff in, but we know why now.
What are your thoughts on everything that we've heard about the Colin Kaepernick workout?
And I understand that Colin Kaepernick wants to, you know, protect himself, especially with the NFL has done to him in the past and everything they had to go through. But at the same time, it's also the NFL, so they're going to make sure that they protect themselves or, you know, try not to go through anything like that, you know. But it's kind of like one of those battles that I don't think either or is going to be happy at the end of the day. But I kind of don't agree with how he kind of went with things. But at the same time, I don't know the whole details and the ins and outs of that contract that they wanted him to sign, you know.
So if your job was trying to make you sign some sort of waiver to where they would clear themselves of actually hiring you anyway, would you sign off for that and be okay with that if you had a job interview or something?
I'd have to see the details of it, but right then and there, that, you know, I know the NFL is a lot bigger than my job, but it depends on the details of it. You know, I'm not going to sign my life away or sign something when I don't agree with it, but, you know, obviously right there, that tells me that it's something that they're trying to hide. Maybe it's not right for me.
All right, well, thank you for your call this morning. Have a good day, my brother.
All right, you too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Set a reminder on your phone, December 6th and 7th. Toy and Food Drive happening at the Walmart on 40 Highway. This is a real thing. 26 years of helping families in need during the holidays.
Yes, definitely one of my favorite events of the year. Come out and support at the Walmart on I-70.
For sure. Colin Kaepernick, his name has been spoke about a lot over this weekend. Some folks call the NFL sanctioned workout a dog and pony show.
Mm-hmm.
That it really wasn't anything where they were trying to assess his skill level at this point. It was to set up a situation where he would sign his rights away and kind of cover themselves from culpability. They didn't want to have outside media there to film him, which I thought was odd. That was one of the things that I thought to myself, well, why not? Don't they film the combines and aren't people able to come when there are other workouts and tryouts? It's open to the media. So why, in this case, would it be closed?
Because they could have doctored it up.
Mm.
And the NFL would have been, they could have legally colluded against Kaepernick if he had signed his rights away with this.
Wow. So this morning there's a lot of opinion on this. As a matter of fact, on our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page, there's a very spirited debate between folks happening right now. Some folks believe that Colin was out of line for changing the location, and some folks feel like he was protecting his own interests. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it was a sneak attack because I've worked in corporate America, and when they did those reviews, everybody's reviews are supposed to be the same, but then when they come up with a special one for you, that's not protecting themselves. That's just them being sneaky. And if you don't pay attention, you let that stuff slide, they get away with it. It was just safe face. They wanted to put it out there like they were trying to play nice, but they not.
What if things end with him being placed with a team? Would you be in support of that, or do you think at this point he needs to just say, forget the NFL, period?
I wouldn't say just forget the NFL because that is his dream. That is his livelihood. That's what he wants to do, and that's what makes him happy. But at the same time, it's all about them just trying to save face because they lose the money with people not really following it, not really wanting to keep up with it because of how they treat them. And the more the youth come up and they're looking at like, yo, here I am, I'm brown, I can relate to what's going on, this affects me personally, and they not supporting me, I'm not going to support them. They're losing money, and they want to get them generations back. They want it to be like it used to be. So they just trying to save face, and they're trying to bring him back because they're like, yo, if we can't, like, eliminate him altogether, we might have to try to bring him into the ranks.
Thank you for calling this morning. We appreciate you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye, girl. Bye.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823. Today, look for highs in the upper 50s. We got a shower on the way right now. You're cloudy and 37 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to see E-40 and the Practice Makes Paper Tour. December 15th at Voodoo.
Yeah.
10 million folks signed up for Disney Plus in one day, Brian.
Good Lord.
Were you one of the 10 million?
No, ma'am.
Dang.
No, I wasn't. No.
I was hoping that you would add that on to our Netflix bill.
Our?
Mm-hmm.
You still ain't gave me that Hulu password that you got. So.
Oh, friend, I'll do that now. Uh-huh. I'll text it to you right now, friend. Seriously.
Okay.
You can have that Hulu. You can.
I thought about getting a Disney joint, but I'm not in the mood to watch old Disney movies.
No, but all of the X-Men cartoon is on there. That's the reason why I want to see it.
That's your campaign that you're going with? You ain't watch no X-Men. Stop it,
Shay. Are you kidding me? I love that show. Yes, I did watch that.
Are you... You was... Okay.
See, there you go, trying to count my years again. I be trying to tell you, if you're a bag back, you'll be better.
All right. Okay. How much is it? Like $7?
$6.99. That's nothing to a playboy such as yourself.
Okay. You put extra butter on the roll this morning. Okay.
I went through the process up until they asked me for my credit card number. I was like, oh, no, y'all can't get that. No. Because they give you a week free. But I was like, okay, give me the week free. But they force you to get them credit.
You put extra butter on the biscuits this morning.
Lizzo is being sued for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress by a former Postmates driver after she accused her of stealing her food.
Woo.
The driver, her name is Tiffany Wells. She claims that she was concerned for her safety and no longer works for Postmates. Because we talked about this on the radio. Lizzo put up this tweet saying that the lady stole her food and whatnot, and then somebody else told her, girl, take that down because, right, you know, it's going to be bad for that lady.
Yeah.
Well, now she want her check. I ain't mad.
Well, it's a learning lesson for Lizzo. Hopefully, you know, this won't affect her too much, but it's going to cost you a little bit. Just a lesson for everybody. Just don't be going a tangent, man. Just watch what you say sometimes.
It's hard, though, especially when you've been able to say things pre-fame.
Uh-huh.
And her fame came like a rocket ship. I mean, there were a lot of people who knew who she was, and I knew who she was, too. But ever since that BET award, I mean, it's just been huge for her.
And some folks are just simply not ready for it. And this is all the stuff that comes with it.
This is true. Yeah. So Little John was detained in Vietnam over $400,000 worth of jewelry. They held him for 6 hours because, you know, when you're crossing international spaces, you can't have more than $10,000 cash on you. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, hey, look, that jewelry is, you know, more than you really should be walking around with.
Wonder if it was that Crunk Ain't Dead jewelry chain that he had.
Is he still wearing that? I hope not.
I don't know, but...
Fam.
What?
you know, some things, you know, when the expiration day hits, some things you can't keep. Yeah. Go ahead and let them melt that down and start over.
And that's why buying jewelry is not a good investment.
Oh, you got a little silvery chain on, too. Don't First act off, like ain't you ain't buying okay, it's something about the back of the Source magazine.
I don't do that. It's a couple carrots in it.
You know you got a spinner.
I don't have no spinner. Thank you very much. I'm very authentic with my jewelry. Say jewelry for me.
Jerry.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Gary Caldwell.
All right, Mr. Caldwell, let's see what your voice doing on a Monday morning.
The sag in my swag, pep in my step. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy intercepts. Yes, it's a G thing, whenever we swing. I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gonna be king.
I'm a movement by myself.
Ooh.
But I'm a force when we're together.
Uh-huh.
Baby, I'm good all by myself.
Ooh.
But baby girl, you make me better. You make me better. You make me better. You make me better. You make me
sad. Yo, fam, he committed the whole way.
Yes.
I was going to keep going, but I figured that was good enough.
Yeah, you good, fam. Win, 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 win. We're going to put you inside our advanced screen to see the new movie 21 Bridges, starring Chadwick Boseman. Plus, you qualify for $1,000 in free fall cash on Friday, all right?
All right, all right.
What station's live, local, and lit?
It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that dough.
From Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah!
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.